弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚Peter 刘弟兄提醒了我们，今天是2019年的最后一个主日。
Just now, Chairman Peter reminded us today is the last Sunday of 2019.
每次到了年底的时候。
Whenever we get to the end of the year.
我想一般来说我们总是会想要有一点回顾和展望。
And normally we would like to do some reflection and we also want to look forward.
每年到了年底的时候也是许多弟兄姐妹们有假期的时候。
And also, every time when we approach the end of the year, brothers and sisters, they go on vacation.
我们觉得一年的辛苦努力，然后呢，在年底的时候有一点休息的时间，跟家人在一起的时间。
For we feel like after a whole year's hard work, we deserve some time with our family and friends.
然后很多人在工作上面呢，也是因为到年底的时候有很多的项目啊，有很多的这个公事需要做一个结束。
And for many of us, at the end of the year, we need to come to a closure.With many of our projects.
读书做学生的时候，这是一个学期的结束。
And if you are a student, this is the end of semester for you.
一般工作上面呢，老板也要在这个一年结束的时候，会要有一些评估。
And typically, if you are working, your boss might want to evaluate you at the end of the year.
我记得我之前在这个工程界服务的时候。
I remember during my days in the industry.
我们一年下来，整个团队很努力的这个朝着这个业绩的这个指标上面，我们在追求。
So for the whole year, I and my team, we tried very hard to strive to reach the performance goal.
然后呢，我们达标，我们心里面都很高兴，想要好好的庆祝。
And if we hit the mark, we are all very happy and we wanted to celebrate.
但是呢，我记得那时候老板常常就提醒我们。
But I also recall our boss often remind us.
他说，今年做得很好。
He would say, "Well, it was a good year."
我们去庆祝。
Let us celebrate.
大家有点红可以分，红利可以分。
And you will get some bonus.
然后呢，去吃顿好饭。
And we are gonna have a big feast.
但是红利拿完了，饭吃完了，新的一年开始，我们仍要继续朝更高的努力去迈进。
But after you enjoy your bonus and enjoy the meal together, the new year comes, you have to start working harder to reach a higher goal.
时间是不停止的。
The time goes on.
工作是没有结束的。
Work is endless.
我们常常在私底下想，这个老板超人超得太厉害了。
But in private, we often comment, this boss is so strict.
但是呢，事实上有时候我们会想到说，我们做事情的时候，我们对自己有一个期许。
But even you know when we think to ourselves, we also have an expectation on our own.
我们不喜欢被别人要求或被别人逼着去做事情。
We do not like being pressed by other people to do something.
可是我们对自己有一个期许。
But we will have our own.Expectation
就是我希望能够把我自己该做的事情能够做到最好。
We will hope that we can do our best on the things that we ought to do.
我希望能够在我所负的责任当中，我能够把它做得最好。
I will hope that I can be true to my responsibilities. I can do the best I can.
所以今天在2019年最后一个主日，我就在这个事情上面我就思想。
So today, on such an occasion, which is the last Sunday of 2019, I have the following thoughts.
神的话在我们这样的一个季节当中，有给我们什么样的提醒，或是什么样的开导？
What does God's word remind us or enlighten us during this holiday season?
我们看今天的经文是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第一和第二节。
Let's turn to today's passage that's on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们， 你们既然受了我们的教训，就知道该怎样的行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们的是什么命令。
Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God just as you are doing, that you do so more and more, for you know that what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们今天聚集在你的面前，我们来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, today we come before you to worship you.
主，我们借着诗歌，我们要歌颂你。
Lord, through the singing of hymns, we want to praise you.
我们看着孩子们在这边给我们献唱。
We saw the children's choir.
也是纪念到主你自己的伟大。
That is to remember how great you are.
主，当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们愿你的话语来滋润我们的心。
Lord, whenever we gather together, we desire that your word will nourish our hearts.
主，我们愿意今天的聚会不是人的聚会，乃是为着你的名的荣耀而所有的聚会。
Lord, it is our prayer that our gathering is not for the sake of men, but to glorify your name.
求主你的圣灵在我们心中做工。
May your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
让我们每一个人，我们都眼睛都能够转向你。
So that our eyes, all our eyes will turn to you.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.你知道我在做我在成长的这个过程当中
，As I grew up，
常常不论是我自己的父母或者是学校的老师，常常给我这样的一个反馈。
So, be it my parents or my teachers, they often gave me such feedback.
就是呢，你做得不错。
Well, they would say you're doing well.
但是呢，我觉得你没有达到你的潜力。
But I don't think that you've reached your full potential.
你应该可以做得更好。
You could do better.
我小时候我不是很明白。
When I was little, I did not understand it.
因为我听这句话，我听多了，我没有受到鼓励，反而我觉得受到打击。
The more that I heard such words, I did not get encouraged. Instead, I feel depressed.
我想这些做老师做父母的对学生对孩子的心愿是我希望他能够好上加好，他能够自我鞭策，可以有一个好的上进心。
So I think coming from parents or teachers, we all want the kids, the children to do more and more, to get better and better, to be self-driven, to be able to reach a higher goal.
但是很奇怪的，可能有其他的学生、其他的孩子听到这样的话就受鼓励。
Strangely, well, maybe there are kids upon hearing those words, they feel so encouraged.
可是我自己听到了，时间久了以后，我就说我就是一个达不到这个潜力永远没办法达到的一个人。
But in my case, I felt like the more I heard such words, I felt like I could never reach my potential.
所以我后来就开始跟我的父母、跟老师讲，你不要说我有潜力。
Therefore, I told my parents and my teachers, don't say that I'm talented.
因为我不知道你们说的潜力是什么东西。
Because I don't know what talent you're talking about.
我说我是一个没潜力的人。
I don't have any potential talent.
我已经达到我最高的这个能力了。
I've done all I can. I'm the best I could be.
所以呢，我对事情、对人，因为这样的影响，就产生一种很特别的对事情和对人的一个看法。
For this reason, for this experience, I had a particular thought about things or people.
所以我不太喜欢去讲潜力。
I do not like to talk about potential.
然后呢，我不太会想要说看事情的时候呢，就把那个唯一的缺点，或者是好像还做到不够的地方，好像一定要掀出来给人看。
I don't like how some people want to.Mention the drawback or the shortcoming and highlight it.
所以呢，我们也知道，我们今天要学习的是鼓励人，是不是？
So we all know today we want to learn how to speak encouragingly.
你差的东西我不讲，我就专讲你好的地方。
Let's don't mention the downside. Let's just talk about focus on the good things.
啊，我们要讲出来让人家听了以后觉得舒服的话。
We want to say pleasing words.
那很奇怪的就是当我成了父母之后。
But interestingly, after I became a parent,
我就做了那个小孩子绝对不能原谅的事情。
Well, I also did something that the children would not forgive.
小孩子第一次把成绩单拿回来。
When they brought home their transcripts for the first time,
上面全部都是 A.
They got straight A's.
但是有一个是 A-.
But there was one A-.
然后我就看着那个 A-.
And then I will fix it up.68 on the A minus.
我心里面就在想，他到底是哪一课得了 A minus?
And then I would ask, well, on what subject he or she got an A minus?
他可不可以拿 A 呢？
Is it possible for he or she to get a solid A?
我没有跟我孩子这样讲。
I did not share the thought with my children.
可是我心里面有这样的想法，有这样的思维。
But truthfully, that's actually the thought that goes through my mind.
然后我自己就很惊讶。
And then I surprised myself.
我也很害怕。
And I am a bit afraid.
因为我不喜欢那样的一个态度和心情。
For that is the kind of attitude that I do not like.
所以我感谢神。
So I give thanks to God.
因为我看到那个成绩单。
For when I saw the transcript.
然后我看了那个孩子。
And I saw the child.
然后我就跟他说
，And I said,
I'm very proud of you.
我很为你自豪。
对，我说你很认真，很用功，这一学期很认真，很用功。
So I told the child, you tried so hard.
我说我知道这份成绩不是只是成绩单而已。
And I said, I knew this is not just a mere transcript.
这是你努力的成果。
That is the outcome, the fruit of your hard work.
就是你妈妈在家里面这么多年教你怎么样子去自制，怎么样子去朝着自己的这个的要求而能够达到目标的这个结果。
That's also the outcome from mommy's instructions, encouragement that you should have self-control, you should be driving yourself, and you should reach to highest goals.
A 或 A minus 或 B 事实上不重要。
Actually, it doesn't matter whether you get an A, A minus, or B.
重要的是在这个成绩所反映之后的，是不是这个孩子他对他自己的努力能够有一个自主的心，或对自己有一个好的要求。
What is important is whether the child would have the kind of self-control, the motivation, and hold herself or himself of high standards.
但是讲完了这些，我就跟他说：“我们来看看你是哪一门课得 A 满。”
And after all that said, and I said, "Well, let's look at on which subject you got the A 满。”
那我就跟他说：“你知道为什么这门课得 A 满
？”And then I will ask, "Then do you know the reason why you get A 满？”
你是因为对这里面有在某一个方面，你对这个学科你不明白吗
？There is some aspect of this subject matter that you don't understand.
还是说你在做一些作业的时候或考试的时候，在哪一些方面你是不小心、不专心呢
？Or did you not pay full attention when you were taking a quiz, doing your homework, or during an exam？
我们不是为了成绩而去找寻这个原因。
It's not for the grade that we wanted to figure out the reason。
但是我们对于我们自己应该学的事情，我们应该有一个认真的态度。
But we want to have the right attitude towards the things we ought to do.
你不要说这个学科不懂就算了。
It's not a right attitude if you say, well, I don't understand, so let it be.
你不懂，但是你愿不愿意去花时间，至少把它搞得稍微明白一点呢？
If you did not understand initially, are you willing to sit down and try harder to understand a little bit more?
或者说，如果是数学的话，你二加二明明知道是四，结果你那天写的时候变成五，那是不小心。
Or maybe you are not careful enough. You know 2 + 2 = 4, but you wrote it down as 5.
那我们要回去，我们要看我们怎么样帮助自己做事情上面能够专注。
So we will need to have such reflection to help us to be focused and more careful next time.
那我现在就不讲我孩子的名字或性别，免得你们知道他是谁。
I don't want to name the name or identify the gender, otherwise you will know which child I'm talking about.
但是呢，过去这个礼拜我们有个孩子在练琴。
But one of my children was practicing, was playing piano.
然后呢，一般来说呢，练琴的时候，妈妈会跟他说，你这首曲子要练几次，然后你要在钢琴前面坐几分钟。
Normally, my wife would demand that you need to practice a particular number of times, or you need to spend how many minutes on this piece.
那当然，孩子还小的时候，你要非得要这样子不可，否则他们不知道该怎么练。
So when the children are little, you need to give them very explicit instructions, otherwise they don't know how to practice.
但我发现这个孩子在练琴的时候，他练了几次，他就说：“妈妈，好了吗？”
But I noticed that the child, after several times of practicing, will say, "Mom, is it enough?"
他说：“妈妈，时间到了吗？”
Is it time yet?
那我就想。 这孩子慢慢成长了以后，我希望他是为了他自己而练琴，而不是为了妈妈而练琴。So
I thought to myself, I hope as the child grows up, he or she will realize playing piano is for their own sake, not for mommy's sake.
不是因为妈妈说要练两次，或妈妈说练五分钟，所以你就在那边问妈妈什么时候到，什么时候她可以不用练了。
It's you play not because mommy demanded you to play 2 times or 5 minutes.
我说你年纪已经够了。
You are old enough.
我说你知道一首歌怎么样子听起来好听，怎么样听起来不好听。
You can tell whether the music is good or not.
我说这样好不好？你练琴的时候呢，你要练几遍你自己选择，但是你要练到你自己认为这首歌是已经练到你认为是好听的程度。
So I propose that, well, how about you decide how many times or how many minutes you want to practice until you feel like the piece is played well enough on your own standard.
那感谢主，他愿意接受我这样的一个教导。
And thanks to God that the child was willing to listen to my this proposal.
因为 Cindy 跟我都愿意让孩子学钢琴，不是为了 练琴练多久，或者是能够表演，或者是以后能够得奖。
For the reason why my wife and I want our children to play piano, it's not for them to, you know, practice for the sake of performance or for the sake of winning awards in the future.
我们让他学钢琴，是因为希望在他的生命当中，他能够培养出对音乐的一种热爱。
Instead, what we hope for is that through playing piano, they can develop the appreciation of musical art.
他可以去欣赏音乐。
So they can appreciate music in their life.
他可以享受音乐所带来心灵里面的这种愉悦。
So they can enjoy the kind of entertainment or happiness brought about by the music.
那在他这个学琴的过程当中，他一定要达到一个地步，就是他是为了他自己，他在练琴。
So as they are going through the journey of learning to play an instrument, eventually they have to reach such a state.
但是我们做父母的心态是，我们要帮他能够培养出这样的一个心态。
But as parents, we want to help them to realize that and help them to reach such a state.
所以昨天他就多弹了几次，他就不问了，时间到了没？
So yesterday, the child played herself and no longer asked. Yeah, I don't know he or she. Yeah, so the child just played more time and without asking whether it's time or not.
然后呢，弹完了以后，妈妈说可以了。After
it's done, mommy also approved.
那我就说，我跟孩子说，你是不是觉得你弹好了？
So I asked the kid, Do you think that you play well enough?
他说是的。
And he or she said yes.
然后我问 Cindy, 我说你觉得他弹得够好吗？
And then I checked with my wife.
啊, Cindy 说是。
And Cindy also said yes.
所以我就跟这个孩子讲，你认为很好，不错。
So I told the child, see, you felt like you did well.
那因为你妈妈是音乐家，所以当她说好，那就是真好。
And your mom is a musician, so coming from her, that really means you actually did well.
所以希望这个孩子也能够自己在他的标准上面，他能够有一个正确的调整。
So I hope the child can adjust his or her standard.
当我们说一件事情能够做得更好的时候，
So when we say that you can do better on something,
事实上并不是说这件事情做得不好，
We are not saying that you did not do well,
而是说我们在许许多多的事情上面可以做得很好了，可是我们应该要努力地做得更好。
What we are actually saying is that, yes, you are doing very well, but we trust that you can do even better.
当我回想我们过去这一年的时候，
When I look back to the past year,
我看见神祝福我们的教会。
We see how God blessed our church.
我看见神在弟兄姐妹的生活和生命里面所做的改变。
I see the changes God has done in our lives.
我看见神的儿女在他们的灵命上面有成长。
I see the spiritual growth in God's children.
我甚至看见在我们教会当中许多本来不信的朋友们来到这边听见神的福音，接受了主耶稣基督，然后开始认识神。
I even see that those who used to be non-believers, they came to the church, they heard the gospel, and they begin to accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
我甚至看到在我们当中还有一些不信的朋友，可是他们不断地来到我们当中，然后你愿意来亲近神，你愿意来认识神。
And I also see those some friends who are still non-believers, but they have this willing heart to keep seeking and keep coming to church.
我们看见弟兄姐妹们，他们你们对神话语的这个追求。
I can see that brothers and sisters really have a heartful desire for God's word.
我看见你们因为主耶稣基督的缘故，你们爱教会，然后你们在教会里面服事。
I also see that because you love Jesus Christ, you serve this church in many ministries.
甚至昨天晚上我们在吃火锅团契的时候，
Even last night when we had the hot pot party,
我看到了许多可能是第一次或是最近才开始参加事工的弟兄姐妹们就在一起服事。
And I see many brothers and sisters who it might be their first time, but they were serving together and working really hard.
我们看见我们的灵命在成长。
Indeed, we see that we do have spiritual growth.
但是我们还能够做得更好。
And yet, we can still do better.
你知道很多来到我们当中的朋友。
You know that many friends among us.
有的时候他们会这样子说我们的教会。
Sometimes they would comment our church.
他们说这个教会蛮兴旺的。
They will say, well, this is quite a prosperous church.
昨天有一个新的朋友来了，第一次见到我说，哇，你们教会还蛮大的。
So a new friend told me last night, oh, your church is pretty big.
不知道我们很多弟兄姐妹都在觉得我们教会太小了，地方不够。
And actually, lots of our brothers and sisters feel like we don't have enough space. Our church is too small.
我们六月份举办儿童暑期圣经学校的时候，有许多其他的教会的弟兄姐妹带着他们的孩子来我们这边。
In June, when we had VBS, many brothers and sisters from other churches will bring their children here.
他说：“你们的 VBS 办得太好了。”
They would say, "Well, your VBS was awesome."
人力物力充足。
So you have so many resources and helpers.
这么多教会的弟兄姐妹们牺牲他们的时间和他们的精力来教会服事。
Well, it's because of all the brothers and sisters who sacrifice their time and their energy to serve.
他说我们教会可能因为人数不够或场地不够，我们就没有办法办这样的活动。
They said that our church, because of the constraint of our space or our resources, we couldn't have such a wonderful VBS.
他们说我们感谢神，我们因为你们的教会而使我们受到祝福。
They say, thanks to the Lord, because of your church, we get blessed.
所以我们在我们每周的聚会里面，我们在我们每年这些固定的服事上面，我们在福音的传播上面，我们看见我们是从别人的这个反馈当中看到说我们做得很好。
So indeed, from the feedback from others, we can see that we are doing pretty well in terms of Sunday services, other activities, and gospel sharing.
可是我们需要做得更好。
But we can still do better.
你知道铁萨罗尼加这个教会， 如果你们记得的话，
If you can recall the Thessalonian church,
他们是一个做人榜样的教会。
They were quite an example for other churches.
我们看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
你看第二到第三节。
Verse 2 to 3.
保罗说我为你们众人常常感谢神祷告的时候提到你们在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们为什么呢是因着你们信心所做的功夫因爱心所受的劳苦因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐
We give thanks to God always for all of you making mention of you in our prayersconstantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
然后第七、第八节他说甚至你们已经做了马其顿和雅该亚就是 那个地区里面的两个省份所有信主之人的榜样因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和雅该亚就是在各处各地也都传开了所以不用我们说什么话
And also he continued in verse 7 so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere so that we need not say anything. The Thessalonian church was pretty young. It was a group of brothers and sisters who came to Christ for not a long time.
但是他们的信心、他们的爱心和他们对主耶稣基督的那种盼望，已经在他们的生活当中，并且在他们的生命的见证上面，已经去做其他信徒的榜样了。
But their faith, their love, and their hope in Jesus Christ has become a pattern, an example for other believers.
而这样子的描述不但是在第一章里面是如此说第二章第三章里面保罗不断的重复说你们是这样子有信心有爱心有榜样的信徒
And such compliments were in not just chapter 1 but also chapter 2 and chapter 3 Paul kept saying how faithful, how loving you are You are such a good church
这不是只是因为这个教会人数变多。
It's not because the number in this church increases.
这是因为这群信徒，他们在他们的生活当中，在他们的家庭上面、工作上面，在社会层面上面，让人看见一个有神生命的人生命上面的改变。
It's also because the kind of testimony they live out in their everyday life, in their families, and in their workplace.
可是保罗到第四章的时候他为这群信徒们做了一个结论
But when Paul reached chapter 4 he made a conclusion about this group of believers
那英文翻译 这节的时候就把这个意思翻出来他说 finally 他说最后我要告诉你们一件事
So in English it says finallyAt the end, there is one thing I need to tell you.
中文写说我还有话说事实上这句话的意思就是说但是最后虽然如此但是我要告诉你们。
So in Chinese it says there is another matter, but in English you can see it means that at the end I have these concluding remarks.
你们已经很好了。
You are doing very well.
你们已经做人榜样了。
You are already an example of others.
但是我靠着主耶稣基督，我要求你们，我甚至我要劝你们，因为你们已经受了我们的教训，知道该怎么样去做，可以讨神的喜悦。但是照着你们已经所行的，你要更加的勉励，你要更进一步。
So even though you're doing so well, however, I still want to ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, that you do so more and more.
保罗这样子的要求，他不是只是对信徒这样要求，这是他在主面前对自己的要求。
So such requests or demand from Paul is not just on other believers, but on himself.
你看在腓立比书第三章第十二节，他怎么样跟我们分享？
So if you turn to Philippians chapter 3 verse 12,
他说啊，不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力的追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。弟兄们啊，我不是以为我自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，我要向着标杆直跑，我要得到神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
我们做得很好。
We are doing really well.
这也不是我们自己拍拍肩膀说，嗯，good job， 我们自己觉得自己做得很好。
It's not that we are patting our own back and say, oh, good job.
而是说我们不忽略到神因为他的恩典，使我们在我们的教会和传福音和我们自己的生命当中，我们有看见我们的成长。
It is that we do not overlook our spiritual growth in Jesus Christ and in our serving in our ministries.
但是我们不是因为我们自己觉得已经有一些做得好的部分，我们就沾沾自喜，就满于现状。
But we don't get complacent because we feel content that what we've achieved.
因为我们的生命是有目标的。
For there is a goal, our life has a goal.
因为我们心里面有一种动力，就是我要追求，我要成长。
For there is a desire in our heart that I need to pursue, I need to grow.
我有一个渴慕，我有一个期许。
I have a desire, I have a hope.
就是我要做得更好。
That is, I want to do more and more.
因为我们还没有完全。
For we are not perfect.
主永远在我们的生命当中，要我们尝到他的丰富。
Our Lord always wants us to taste His abundance.
我们可以说，我们要从主里面得到满足。
We can say we can find content in our God.
但是我们永远不能满于我们自己的现状。
But we can't just be complacent and feel satisfied with our status quo.
这也就是为什么保罗在圣灵的感动之下，用他那牧者的心，他去跟弟兄姐妹们说：“你们很好，可是你们要更好。”
That is also the very reason why Paul, as a shepherd, as a pastor,it's his duty to tell brothers and sisters, you're doing well, but you can do better.
和合本的圣经在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第二节的最后，他说：“你们在已经所做的这一切美好的榜样之上，你要更加的勉励。”
So in this version, Union version of the Bible, it says that you want to abound even more, excel still more.
但是新译本里面就说，你们要在你一切所行之事上要更进一步。
But in the new version, it says, in everything you do, you want to take one step further.
在一个信徒，在一个基督徒的生命成长过程当中
，In the growth of a Christian,
我想我们都可能会面对于一个环境，事实上。应该让我们有一个警觉。
I suppose we would often be in such an environment that we need to be vigilant.
就是我们觉得我们的属灵的成长已经足够了。
It is for we might think that we've done enough spiritually.
我觉得。有的时候，也许特别是像在我们这样的一个教会里面
And I feel maybe it's particularly important for a church such as ours.
因为我们注重圣经的教导。
For we really focus on the teaching of the Bible.
主日学里面，我们主日学的老师教我们圣经。
In Sunday school, our Sunday school teachers teach us.
我们在周间的团契的时候，我们常常有查经，还有读经的分享。
During the week, in our fellowship meetings, we also study the Bible and share the word of the God.
我们在主日的时候注重讲到的内容一定要是讲到神的话和神的心意。
And on Sundays, we also emphasize that we want to preach God's word and be led by God's will and heart.
我们很多的孩子在我们的教会当中成长，然后呢，到了大学出去外面，然后跟其他的信徒在一起的时候，发现他们对圣经知识的认识比别人更多。
So, many young Christians who grew up in our church when they went to colleges and they realized that they know more about the Bible than others.
这些是属灵上面的祝福。
These are all spiritual blessings.
这是神给我们的恩典，不错。
These are what's given to us by God.
那很有些时候呢，我们心里面就变成有一种心态。
But sometimes that would lead to such an attitude.
就是我们比别人更好。
That is, we are better than others.
我们比其他的教会好。
Our church is better than other churches.
我们比其他的信徒好。
We are better believers than others.
我们是圣经知识丰富的信徒。
We are so knowledgeable about Bible teaching.
我们是注重事工的教会。
We really put emphasis on ministry.
我们是一个查经的教会。
And we really study the Bible.
我们是一个宣教的教会。
And we are also very zealous in sharing the gospel.
那这个要让我们警觉的就是，我们不能跟别人比。
But that should be a warning.That we should not always compare with others.
如果别人都称赞我们，别人都夸奖我们。
If everyone else praises us.
如果别人都说你们已经是这个基督徒的榜样了。
If they all say that you are such a wonderful example for Christians.
那我已经达标了。
And then, well, then I've done what I ought to do.
所以我已经做得够了。
So I have done enough.
我还有追求的余地吗？
Is there any room for improvement? Do I need to keep pursuing?
如果我们觉得我们已经不错了，
If we think we are all right,
而使我们满足于我们现状，
So then we are satisfied, we content with our status quo.
那样子的一个心态，就是我们属灵的生命走下坡的时刻。
That at that very moment, our spiritual life will go downhill.
那就是我们开始依靠我们自己肉体所达到的成就，而没有去仰望圣灵所引领我们走路的那个时刻。
For that will be the very moment when we turn to rely on ourselves rather than rely upon the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
为什么保罗告诉我们说我们要在我们所行之上要更加的勉励，要更进一步呢？
Why did Paul urge us to do more and more to walk and to please God?
因为神创造我们，他爱我们，拯救我们，背后的一个目的是要让我们活出他赐给我们这生命丰富，他要我们完全的能够经历到并且展现出生命的丰富。
For God created us, loved us, saved us,For the purpose so that in our lives we can exhibit the kind of abundance He gifted us.
今天在世界上面的人
In today's world,
有时候我们会听到一种哲理吧，或者说一种生命的一种生活上面的一种期许。
Sometimes we hear a kind of philosophy or life musings.
他说我们要追求卓越。
That we want to pursue excellence.
我们要成为优秀的。
We want to become excellent. extraordinary.
Yeah, extraordinary, sure. 可是圣经里面虽然并没有用卓越这个词。
So even though the Bible does not use the word extraordinary.
Or excellent, 对不对？ Yeah. 没有说要做卓越或优秀。
It does not say to be extraordinary or excellent.
但是如果我们去看神的话的时候，
But if you study God's word,
我们永远会看见神给我们的心意，对人的心意，就是要我们永远不断的上进，永远不断的追求，永远不断的成熟。
It is clear that it's God's will. He wanted us to keep growing, keep pursuing what's good, and become better and better.
这个就是事实上是一种追求卓越的心态。
That is the attitude of wanting to excel.
但是我们追求的卓越不是为了要让在人的面前好像能够出众。
But we want to excel not because we want to show off in people's eyes.
我们不是为了我们自己的骄傲去追求卓越。
It's not for our own pride that we want to pursue excellence.
我们不是追求别人对我们的羡慕而去追求卓越。
It's not that we want other people to envy us.
我们要追求在生命上面追求卓越，因为我们的生命是神所赐给我们最宝贵的。
We want to pursue excellence in our lives because life is the most precious gift from God.
人的生命是一个直线。
Life is linear.
这条线只会往前走，不会往后套，不会往后退。
It presses forward, never backward.
下个礼拜就是2020年了。
Next week, it's the year 2020.
2020年1月1号来到的时刻
On January 1st, 2020
2019年就永远不会出现在你的生命当中了
2019 is no more
生命是一个直线
Life is a straight line
当这个生命当这个生命在这个经过生命的历程的时候
When we go through the journey of life
这个生命是需要成长的
The life needs to grow.
这个生命是需要有方向的。
It needs a direction.
而这个生命是要能够有价值的。
The life needs to be valuable.
生命的价值、生命的目的、生命的方向，这就是神要我们了解的。
God wants us to understand what is the value.What is the goal? What is the direction of life?
当一个生命觉得它已经满足了，不需要再成长了。
When you feel content in your life, you feel no need to grow anymore.
那就变成一个不成长的生命。
That would be a stagnant life.
那变成一个不前行的生命。It becomes a life that is not growing. It becomes a life that is not moving.但是这样的生命是生命吗
But then can we still call it life?
不成长不前进
No more growth No more moving forward
这个所描述的不是生命啊
That does not describe a life
这是描写萎缩
That's going downwards
这是讲到死亡
It's describing death
这就是为什么保罗在对这么好的教会在跟他们鼓励他们的时候说你很好可是你仍然能够做得更好
That is why Apostle Paul when he was talking to such a wonderful church he said you're doing very well but you still want to do more
你知道一个教会的成长
You know the growth of a church
不是人数的多少
It's not that we increase in numbers
刘长老跟我常常跟弟兄姐妹们讲
Pastor Alex and I often share this with brothers and sisters.
一般的人看一个教会的兴旺就是看人数多少。
Normally, people would look at how a church is just by focusing on the number.
如果只是注重人数多少的话，我们可以有各式各样的活动，各式各样的计划来吸引人到教会里面来。
If we put our sole focus emphasis on the number of attendance, then there are many activities we can do to attract people.
我们不用讲圣经。
We don't have to preach God's word.
我们不用祷告。
We don't have to pray.
你办活动，人就来了。
Yeah, you just need to have many activities and people will come.
我在学校里有一个同学这样的分享。
A classmate shared with me.
他说他们是一个注重圣经讲神的话的教会。
He said that he's from a church that focused on God's word.
多年来他们注重神话语的教导，在有一群弟兄姐妹们一起在读经。
He said for many years, there is a group of brothers and sisters, they study God's word, study Bible.
周五、周六晚上都有不同的查经班。
Fridays, Saturdays, there are many different Bible study groups.
他说几年前，离他们不远的地方，有人进来建了一个新的教，建立一个新的教会。
And then a few years ago, some people built a new church
nearby. 他们礼拜五、礼拜六晚上在教会放电影。
So Fridays and Saturdays, it's movie night at that church.
他说影响他们教会聚会的人数。
And then he said that the number of their church, the Bible study church, the number goes down because of that.
要吸引人到一个地方聚会或者是有活动，难不容易吗？
It is quite easy actually in order to appeal to people and try to attract people with activities.
所以一个教会真正的成长并不是看到人数的多寡。
And yet, the true growth, the real growth of a church is not on how many or how few people attend the church.
一个教会的兴旺和一个教会的成长是看到教会里面的信徒是不是对主耶稣基督更加的热切的去追求属灵的祝福。
The prosperity of a church or the growth of a churchactually hinges on how eager, how steadfast brothers and sisters in the pursuit of God's word.
一个教会如果是兴旺，一个教会如果在成长，是因为弟兄姐妹，你们在你们自己的生命当中，你们去切慕神，你们去追求神，你们去热爱神。
A prosperous and growing church actually shows in you and I, in brothers and sisters' everyday life, do we have the eagerness? Do we want to, do we desire God's word? Do we want to pursue spiritual growth?
我们在我们的生命当中，是不是因为与爱我们的主连结了，所以我们从我们的心中散发出这种火热，使人在我们的生命里面可以看见一个不，这个世界上面所不能供应给他们的一种热忱呢？
Because we are connected to such a loving God, then in our heart we have such a fire, and in our lives we can show the zealous pursuit of spiritual growth, and so others can see that we are true Christians.
在我们的爱心，在我们的信心，在我们对神的盼望上面，我们要有一个生命的见证。
We need to bear testimony in our lives. We need to demonstrate the love, faith, and hope that's coming from God.
所以保罗说，你们已经做得很好了，可是可以做得更好。
That is why Paul said, you are doing very well, but you want to do even more.
但是你知道这样子的一个鼓励，
But such an encouragement,
或者说这样子的一个教导，
or such a teaching or instruction,
事实上是可以被我们忽视的。
Sometimes we might ignore it,
或甚至可以被我们拒绝的。
Or even reject it.
我们可以说，我不愿意再成长了。
You can say that I'm not willing to grow anymore.
甚至你可以说，我已经觉得我做得够好了。
Or you can even say, I've done enough.
或者我已经做得够多了。
I'm doing the best I could.
我就听过一个我认识很多年的一个信徒这样子跟我分享。
So a Christian I know for years shared with me.
他说我年轻的时候我很追求。
He said, when I was young, I really pursue excellence.
大学时期做团契的这个团长。
I was the president of a college fellowship.
出了社会，有了家庭，我在教会里面，我各式各样的服事我都参与。
When I got to workplace and I have my own family and I participated in all kinds of ministries.
我做招待。
I serve as usher.
我服侍儿童施工。
I serve in the children's ministry.
我参加诗班。
I was also part of the church choir.
然后慢慢我开始做一个我训练教会同工的人。
And then eventually I became a trainer.Of new co-workers.
我变成教会里面团队的带领人。
I became a team leader in our church.
我负责宣教。
I was in charge of the sharing of gospel.
我带团出去做短宣。
I would lead a short-term mission trip.
我做了主日学的这个校长。
I became the principal of Sunday school.
我做了教会里面的董事。
I became a trustee of our church.
20年下来以后，教会里面没有任何一个事工我没有碰过，没有经历过，没有贡献过。
In this past 20 years, there is no position or no duty in this church I have not served.
除了做牧师之外，我什么都做过。
Other than becoming a pastor, I serve the church in every capacity.
他说，现在我把的精力投入在其他的事情上面。
And he said, but now,I think it's time for me to redirect my energy to other things.
教会里面没有服事了。
I stopped serving in the church.
没有参与了。
I did not participate.
就是周末的时候参加聚会而已。
The only thing I do would be come to church to attend the Sunday services.
我看着这个人。
Looking at this brother.
我做学生时期，他因为年纪比我大，是我的一个学习的对象。
He was senior to me in when I was a student, so I looked up to him.
他是一个很有精力的人。
He's very experienced. He's very energetic.
很有能力的人。
Very capable.
我相信在他过去这么二三十年当中，影响了许许多多人。
I believe in past decades, he influenced many people.
可是现在他的这个心态。
But now,
我相信造成了许多人的一个障碍。
I also think that this new attitude he has will become obstacle for other brothers and sisters.
他还是基督徒。
He remains a Christian.
信仰对他来说还是重要的。
Faith remains important to him.
可是只变成他生命当中的一部分。
But faith become only one aspect of his life.
已经不是他追求的那个部分。
It is not the one that he focus on, he pursue.
已经不是他能够成长的那个部分。
It's not the aspect that he wants to grow in.
他就在等，等着哪一天他离开这个世上。
So he's just sitting and waiting, till the day that he leaves this world.
如今他的事业。
His career,
他的孩子的未来
，the future of his children，
他在这个社会上面的影响力变成他的追求
，and the kind of influence or power he has in this society becomes his pursuit。
这个世界和这个世界上面的事情变成他爱慕的对象。
This world and the things in this world became the object of his love。
但是他不自觉。
But he did not realize it.
他认为他已经得到了属灵的祝福。
He thought he's already got it, the spiritual blessing.
他认为他在教会里面或属灵的事情上面他已经走到高峰了。
In his own assessment, he's already reached the peak in terms of church and faith and ministry.
所以他不自觉他已经把爱世界的心已经取代了他爱主耶稣的心。
So he wasn't even aware that the love he has for this world has replaced his love to our Lord Christ.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我想当保罗在提醒我们要在我们的这个 主里面要更进一步的时候。
So when I think about Paul's encouragement that we need to do more and more,
我想我们可以有这样子的一个重点上面的一个分析。
I think we want to highlight this point.
我刚刚已经讲过了，但是我分三点很简洁的把我刚刚所跟你们分享的，用这三点把它能够清楚的呈现给我们看见。
I've shared a lot, but I want to very briefly summarize my sharing clearly in several fundamental elements.
第一，就是对我们爱主的人来说。
First, to us who love God.
在我们对神的爱慕和灵命的更进一步上面，这一定是要在我们生命里面的一个优先的选择。
To excel, to have the desire for God, this has to be the priority of our life.
我们在主里面，我们因他的恩典，我们满足。
Because of God's grace, that we feel content in Him.
可是我们永远不能满于现状。
But we should not become complacent in our current status.
我们不能对我们自己自满。
We cannot take pride in ourselves.
我们不能因为觉得我们已经够好了就不努力了。
We can't think that, oh, we're doing so well and then we stop trying.
更进一步是我们优先的选择。
We need to put priority on to excel more.
这是一个我们追求的重点，也是我们的一个方向。
This is an emphasis and this is a direction of our pursuit.
第二，
Number two,
能够让我们更进一步的能力，这个源头是在主耶稣基督身上。
The power for excelling more, the root, the origin of it is on our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说，我靠着主耶稣基督，我劝你们，我求你们。
Paul said that in the Lord Jesus,I ask and I urge you.
这个是讲到生命上面的更进一步。
So what we are talking about is to excel more in our lives.
这个不只是在教会里面的服事上面更进一步。
It's not just that we want to do more in church services.
这不只是多参加一点聚会，多读一点圣经，多加一点服事，多给一点时间。
It's not just attend more church activities, read more Bible verses, or come to church more often and join more fellowships.
这是说让我们对主耶稣基督的认识更深。
It is to say that we get to know our Lord Jesus more and more.
让我们能够爱主更深。
So that we can love Him more.
当我们说教会注重神的话，
When we say that our church really focus on God's word,
绝对不能只是说我们喜欢读圣经，想要吸收更多圣经的知识。
By no means we want us to we just want to our goal is to learn more Bible and to have more knowledge about the Bible.
神将圣经赐给我们，神将他的话语赐给我们，为的是要让我们能够更认识他。
God gives us His word for the purpose that we can know Him more.
我们查经是为了能够在我们的生活当中应用。
We study the Bible because we want to apply it in our life.
我们灵修读经是因为我们要让圣灵借着神的话语，让我们在每日的生活当中能够更像主耶稣基督。
So we have quiet time, we meditate on God's word, it's because we want to live out to the likeness of Jesus Christ.
不论你在哪一个层面上面服事，你是招待，你是做饭的，你是带孩子的，你是清洁的，你是教主日学的，你是宣教的，不论你在哪一个服事上面，都是因为你对主的追求，都是因为主耶稣基督的爱在激励你，因为你认识主更多，所以你服事更多。
So no matter in what capacity you serve the church or what role you play in a church, whether you are usher, you take care of the food, you take care of the children, or you share gospel, or you go on mission trips. We do all this because of our love, our pursuit of God.
最后，我们属灵生命的更进一步，事实上就是我们生命见证的更进一步。
Finally, excelling in our spiritual life, meaning that we are excelling.
Excelling excelling more in our spiritual life means that we would excel more in our daily lives. Okay. 保罗说我们要在我们的灵命上面属灵的事上能够更进一步，他不是说在教会里面你做更多事。
So when Paul says you want to excel more in spiritual growth, it doesn't mean that you do more only in the church.
他是说在你的生活当中，在你整个生命的呈现上面，你要更进一步。
He's saying that in your everyday life, in everything you do, you want to excel more.
当福音传到我们的心中的时候，
When the gospel message reached us,
就如同福音传到帖撒罗尼迦的信徒生活当中一样。
Just as the gospel message reached Thessalonian church,
因着圣灵的感动，是带着能力的，是改变生命的。
The message is from the moving of Holy Spirit. It is powerful. It has life.
没有一个真正得救的人是说我得救了，接受主耶稣，然后我就等到我进天堂的那一刻，然后呢，我就结束了。
If a person says, well, I believed and I'm saved, then there is nothing more to do. I will just sit here and wait till the day I go to heaven. Then this is not a true Christian.
我听见主耶稣基督为我的罪受死，太好了，我接受。
So I heard that Jesus Christ died for me because of my sins. Well, that's wonderful. I accept it.
然后我死了以后，我可以进天堂，太好，我不用下地狱了。
And then how wonderful it is that I can go to heaven after death, not go to hell.
我已经解决了，现在我回来做我自己的事，过我自己的生活，照着我的自己旨意来行。
So that's taken care of, that's resolved, no problem. I can return back to my normal life and just focus on the worldly things.
这个不是一个真正重生得救信徒生命的呈现。
This is not the life of a truly reborn Christian.
当保罗说，你们受了我们的教训，你们知道该怎么样行，你们也已经这样行了，你要更进一步。他讲的是什么？
So when Paul said that you know what instructions we gave you, and you've heard the message, and you know how you ought to walk, and just you as you are doing.
他讲的是一个属灵的生命的呈现，是不是？
Isn't he talking about a spiritual life and how it's lived out?
他是讲到一个圣洁的生活。
He's talking about a holy, sanctified life.
可是这个圣洁的属灵的生活，就是在我们的每日的生活当中，我们能够行出来的生命。
But this sanctifiedThis holy spiritual life can only be demonstrated through your everyday life.
我们在所有一切的事上，我们都要能够荣耀神。
In everything we do, we need to glorify God.
我们要追求谦卑。
We want to pursue humility.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们要对我们的罪恨恶，就如同神恨恶罪一样。
When we commit sins, we want to hate the sins, just as God hates sins.
我们要知道，当我们人生要做抉择的时候，神的话语、神的心意这样说，我们人的肉体、我们的心意这样说的时候，我们要怎么样的去取决，怎么样子学习顺服神的心意。
When it comes to a moment where what you want what the world says is good is in contradiction with God's will and God's desire, we need to learn how to apply God's word and make the right decision.
在我们的生命当中，我们有因为要信靠神走神的路，因为我们要尊重神的话而需要受人的嘲笑或歧视。
Sometimes because we submit to God's word, we want to follow God's instructions, other people may laugh at us.
我们要学习在神的面前认罪。
We need to learn how to confess our sins before God.
我们要学习如何在我们的信心上面扎根并且成长。
We need to learn how to take roots in our faith and also grow.
在我们的性格上面，我们怎么样能够更有圣灵的果子的样式，而没有这个肉体上面的情欲上面的那种软弱。
We need to bear fruit in the spirit and not just follow the desire of our flesh.
你是一个骄傲自大的人，可是你要在神的面前学习顺服和谦卑。
You are a prideful man, but you need to learn how to submit to God and how to humble down.
你是一个容易动怒，在你身旁周遭的人常常被你辱骂的这个人，可是你在你的神面前，你说我要学习温柔，我要学习智慧。
And you are easy to anger, and you often take it out on others around you, but you want to learn how to become gentle and how to become wise.
你是一个不懂得爱的人，可是你知道神爱了你，你因为被神的爱触摸到，你要更多的学习怎么样的去爱人，并且彼此相爱。
You don't know how to love, but because you realize God's love for you, then you strive to love one another in God's way.
你一直都是一个独立自往、我行我素的人。
You are a very independent, willful person.
可是你现在学习什么样叫做合一，什么叫做彼此的服侍。
But now you know what it means to be in unity in Christ, and you know how to work with others.
你知道神说一个婚姻，丈夫的角色跟妻子的角色，并他们两个合在一起。的这种美好是神所给我们的模式，是神所给我们的祝福。
You learn about how marriage was instituted by God. A man and woman come together, and this is a blessing. This is a mystery in God.
丈夫跟妻子应该是彼此的满足，彼此的鼓励。
So husband and wife, they play their respective roles in the marriage, and they want to encourage each other. They want to satisfy each other, serve each other.
你要在这些事情上面要长进。
On all these aspects, you want to grow.
在你事业的追求上面，你待人处事该如何做？神的话有给我们清楚的教导。
In your workplace, when you are pursuing your career goals, how do you treat your co-workers? We want to also do that in accordance to God's instructions.
我们有基督徒的同事，我们有非基督徒的同事，我们有鄙视基督徒的同事，在他们的面前，我们怎么样能够成长？怎么样能够呈现给他们看神的救恩，神的生命是人唯一的盼望？
So in your workplace, there might be Christian colleagues, non-Christian colleagues, or even colleagues who hate Christianity. Then you need to learn how do you demonstrate a Christian life. How do you live out a Christian life so that you can show them that you are pursuing spiritual growth even in this worldly place.
这是神，这一切的这个标准和原则都是在神宝贵的话语当中。
All these standards and principles are embedded in the precious word of God.
属灵生命的